The Indian state of Assam is famous for its tea, and now for the first time in nearly 200 years of plantations there, a woman has been appointed manager of a tea estate. Manju Barua will head up the Hilika Tea Estate, which employs more than 2,500 workers. Our South Asia editor, Ambarasan Etirajan, told me why this has taken so long to happen.
It was considered as a man's world for a long time, for nearly two centuries, even though from outside, the life of a tea planter looks very romantic. You know, many people would think about this Victorian colonial mansions. You're living in the middle of this, you know, beautiful scenery, remote villages, and, you know, managing the entire estate. But there are difficulties. You know, you have to deal with thousands of workers, and then the climate, it rains all the time, and you are not anywhere near to any big city. So having a family inside a tea estate, it is also very difficult. I've seen some of my friends whose parents used to work in the tea estates. They were in boarding schools in a different place because you can't have schools in near, you know, tea estates because they are so remote. And that's why it has taken a long time. But it is a major achievement for a woman who started working as a trainee in this group. And now Manju Barua has become the manager of a tea garden.
And what are some of the challenges that she'll face in that job?
It is the intensity. It is very, very physical. You should know how to ride a bike to reach different parts of the estate itself and travel a lot. You have to be, sometimes it can be raining, pouring down. Sometimes even it can be, you know, worker strike. So you have to deal. You're not only in charge of the tea production, you are also in charge of the living conditions of these thousands of workers who are like living in line houses in different parts of the estate. In addition to that, there are problems because, you know, many of these tea estates are very close to the forest areas, for example, in Assam. And this is what Manju Barua was explaining, the other challenges in her job.
Sometimes we have to face with the leopard coming inside the garden. Sometimes we have to face with the wild elephant. Lots of wild elephant, they come for shelter in the garden. If you systematically know how to handle them, then it's not difficult. It's only because of shelter, they come to our garden. And so with the help of Forest Department, with the help of WWF, nowadays I know how to handle it with a wild elephant. So we learn how to drive them away.
So it's a job with multi-pronged responsibilities, even fighting off leopards, as we just heard. But what's the reaction been to her naming?
The Indian media has covered the story quite extensively because, you know, people hardly hear about what happens in tea plantations because these tea plantations are not anywhere near the city center. So in the social media, people have congratulated her. You know, you are stepping into this man's domain, and then it is not simply about, you know, planning for the next year, the next week. It is day-to-day dealing with these workers, factory workers, plantation workers. So it is a new challenge, and the social media has reacted very positively to this announcement.